Time to talk racing. Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning team. How are we all?
Well, sad to say this morning, Brad, because one of the most beloved characters in horse racing has passed away, Nick Moraitis.
Yeah, very sad news there yesterday, wasn't it, guys? Of course, the popular owner of one of the all-time greats in Australian racing, Might and Power, Nick Moraitis. He was 87. He suffering from liver cancer and unfortunately died there yesterday at age 87. So very sad news. Of course, he wasn't just the owner of Might and Power. He was the long-time director of the Sydney Turf Club before it merged with the Australian Jockey Club, and also raced a number of outstanding horses, including Sydney Excel, Vision of Power, Love Conquers All, Arabian Gold, Destiny's Kiss, of course, in more recent years. And, he was a terrific guy and someone who's going to be very sadly missed in the racing industry, no doubt about that.
Brad, talk to us about Shane Dye wanting jockeys to have more than the 5% prize money that they get.
Yeah, he's doing a column at the moment, Jamie, out sort of every week there online. And that was the column last week, sort of suggesting that the jockeys' percentage at the moment, of course, they get 5% of prize money. Trainers get 10%, and the owners basically get the rest. And he's sort of suggesting that should go from 5% to 10% for the jockeys. I sort of had a bit of a look at it, and he's obviously a very, very, very good jockey in his day, and standing up for jockeys' rights right now. My view on it is I think 5% right. I think they get the riding fee, they get 5% of prize money. I think what's lost in the whole situation there that probably Shane hasn't really taken into account is with all these prize money increases over the last few years, well, every time there's a prize money increase, the jockeys are getting a pay rise through that 5%. So, I think it's fair to say that the trainers rightly get 10% because, they're with the horses 24/7. I'm not saying the jockeys don't work extremely hard. They do, and it's a very dangerous job, so they should get paid well. But I think they get paid pretty well, and I think if you put that up to 10%, then all of a sudden the returns to the owners get down to 80%, and they're the ones paying the bills at the end of the day. So, look, it's an interesting conversation, but for me, I think it's off the mark. I think 5% is definitely the right feel there for jockeys in terms of prize money, because as I said, every time there is a prize money increase, they're getting an increase to their pay because they get part of that.
I'll tell you one thing. Since I've been doing this breakfast show over the past 6 months or whatever, filling in, I have so much respect for jockeys that they get up every morning at 2:30, 3 o'clock. They ride track work. They don't eat anything. Then they often ride to the racetrack, ride in 8 to 10 races. They're often driving sometimes 2-3 hours to tracks, particularly those country jockeys, and then they do it all again the next day. It is a bit of hard yakka.
Yeah,
living
with constant jet lag.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Sometimes even further, isn't it? Some of those trips to the New South Wales meetings around the state, you could be doing many, many kilometres throughout the day. So, look, no doubt they definitely deserve to be paid well. There's that danger factor in there as well. But I think at the moment, there was a bit of a breakdown during the week. Obviously, James McDonald's at the top, but, earning huge money, of course, as he should be, being at the top of the game. But, look, you get the riding fee, I think, which is anywhere between 180 to 240. I don't know where it stands at the moment, but that's per ride, of course, and then 5% of prize money. So, look, I think that's pretty fair, but it's an interesting point that Shane makes. I'm sure a lot of jockeys would agree, as you said, Ryan, they're doing the hard yards and all that. But at the end of the day, we do want to welcome more owners into the sport. That's what I think the extra prize money's trying to do. And as an owner myself, I can tell you that the costs of owning a racehorse aren't cheap. there's got to be incentives there as well. And I think it's fair to say if you're kind of a jockey that's in sort of the middle range or even the lower range of sort of where you sit in the rankings of Australian jockeys, you can still earn a pretty good wage, which is good to see.
Dave-O, it doesn't take much to get me excited. I'm very excited. There's an announcement about the Kosciuszko coming. Tell us more.
Yes, I don't know a great deal more.
That was a false climax, wasn't it?
It's just the stay tuned... hashtag the Kosciuszko tweet from Racing New South Wales yesterday. So, I thought they might have been a little bit filtering through in the press this morning, so I've checked all there, but I can't see much. So, yes, my journo days are behind me a bit these days. I'm more a form analyst, so I'll wait and see what happens. But I'm assuming there's going to be an announcement soon regarding the Kosciuszko. I guess, you know, there's been a bit of talk about what it could be. Maybe his prize may increase. We'll wait and see. But we'll have a look and see how all that pans out in the coming days.
I know there's often a lot of chatter around the highways and midways. For example, I saw someone, when they posted that on Twitter yesterday, they said they're announcing that a city trainer can now drive through a country town and be eligible. I thought that was quite funny. Now, we need to find a winner. Now, we've just had on the text line, did Adam Pengelly give any tips today? Well, Adam Pengelly was a late scratching because he's just had a couple of sick kids at home. So all the pressure is on you this morning, Brad Davidson. What do you like today at the Kenzo?
Yeah, I've gone race 6, number 9, Showtime Lady, guys.
Found the hardest race of the day.
Yes, look, not a great deal of speed on paper, and I just thought she'd roll four, put herself in the first two, and I thought she'd go close. Disappointing last time out, but the first up win was very good. Her trial since was super as well. So we'll go race 6, number 9, Showtime Lady is the best there today on the Kensington track.
As you so often do, Dave-O, good value, $4.80 fixed with Tab at the moment. Jalai is currently the favourite there at $4 for John O'Shea. Good on you, Dave-O. Good tipping and punting today, and we'll chat to you soon on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.